Would you join me in responsive call to worship? Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. The eternal God is our dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Would you join me in prayer? God, as we come here, we pray for faith and hope and strength for these days ahead, for resources beyond our own. We give thanks for Louise, and we pray for your promised Spirit, the Counselor and Comforter, to fill our hearts with your Spirit's presence, that we may know the peace that passes our understanding. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. From the scriptures this morning, Psalm 8 is a psalm about the grandeur of the world around us. It is the handiwork of God for those who see. Louise appreciated the nature around her yard, flowers. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. Thou whose glory above the heavens is chanted by the mouth of babes and infants. Thou hast founded a bulwark because of thy foes to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast established. What are we that you're mindful of us? What are we that you care for us? And yet you have made us little less than God and crowned us with glory and honor. You have given us dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under our feet. All sheep and oxen and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The 46th psalm is one which is an assurance when we are anxious, when we are afraid, when the world seems to be falling apart around us. God is our refuge and strength, we are told, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her right early. The nations rage. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And finally, the 121st Psalm is a psalm of the one who is our keeper in all of our going out and coming in, from our first coming into this world to our last going out and coming into God. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. The Lord will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.